E-cigarettes were initially regarded as a smoking cessation tool, but in recent years the vape market has grown beyond this to include first-time smokers. This has raised alarm from experts who warn there is growing evidence vaping could be more harmful than expected. I interviewed Dr. Kelly Burrows about why we won't know whether e-cigarettes are more or less harmful than conventional cigarettes until we know the long-term health impacts.
About 6 weeks ago, we started a big three-year project which is aiming to really assess the health effects of vaping on the lungs especially. And the bigger picture of what we're doing is to try and use our computer models actually to bring together all the different parts of data and research relating to e-cigarettes and bring it together to try and understand how vaping could impact on lung health. And different parts of that include that we're going to be looking at chemical analysis. So we're going to be collecting condensate from e-cigarettes and measuring what chemicals are in there. So measuring the flavourings, whether there's any dangerous chemicals created from the heating process, whether there's metals that come off the vaping coils. We're also going to be measuring the particle sizes that are found in the aerosol, and we'll use our computer models to simulate where those particles actually go inside people's lungs. We're going to also be exposing some lung cells to the e-cigarette aerosol and looking at whether there's any changes. And finally, we're going to be using MRI or magnetic resonance imaging to measure how people's lungs are functioning before and immediately after they use the e-cigarette. And so really then trying to bring together all of these pieces, so right from the chemicals to the cells to the whole lung, to look at how changes are affecting lung function.
Young people are large consumers in the vape market. Why is this?
They are. I think that what the worry is that there's a lot of young people starting to use them, and those numbers are increasing. I think the data, I can't remember the percentages off the top of my head, but you know, the number of younger people actually trying these out is increasing. And I think one of the reasons are because it's sort of quite trendy, quite a cool thing to try, but also the flavourings. I mean, that they're quite yummy flavourings, and it's quite nice to use. But yeah, I guess younger people are often prone to experimenting with things. But one of the dangers is that they sort of get addicted to the nicotine that's in these e-cigarettes, and then, you know, have a need to continue using them, or even worse, starting to smoke cigarettes.
And it's widely believed that e-cigarettes are less harmful than smoking. Is it known yet which is less harmful?
So, yeah, exactly. That's an interesting question. And when you say it's known that they're less harmful, I mean, that's not proven yet. So what is known is that there are less chemicals, less dangerous chemicals in e-cigarettes. But some of the chemicals are actually different from what's in cigarette smoke. And so the hope is that they're less harmful, and I certainly hope they are, and that's the knowledge that we have for now. But the truth is that we don't yet know what the long-term health effects are from using e-cigarettes. There have been some animal studies, so that's the main way that we're gaining our information now. So there's animal studies testing the impact of e-cigarettes. And so some of these studies are showing that there are some similar changes to smoking. One study has shown a link to lung cancer, some to sort of changes mimicking emphysema. But it's not known in human lungs yet what the long-term outcomes are.
Do you have any insight into why there may have been a widespread misconception that e-cigarettes are less harmful?
So, I mean, I don't think it's a misconception that they are less harmful. So that is the current knowledge currently is that they are less harmful. But I think we won't know whether that's true until there's longer-term data coming out. And there certainly is a lot of research happening around the world to the health effects of e-cigarettes. But the problem is in humans, you sort of need that 10 or 20 years of historical use to see what the long-term effects are. So when cigarette smoking was around a long time before the health effects were really seen, and things like lung cancer and emphysema take, you know, maybe 20 years of sort of chronic use of these products to really show themselves.
Do these devices then need more regulation?
I think so. So I think it's been quite slow for there to be regulations in New Zealand, and I personally think that there does still need to be some more regulations in this area. So at the moment, there's no the ingredients, so the chemicals added into the e-liquids, doesn't have to be listed on the products. So one thing that could help or at least to test the health effects is to control a bit more the chemicals or the flavourings and that sort of thing that are added to the e-liquids. And I think they've sort of just been freely allowed into this into the market and have become so widespread, which often makes it a lot harder to then bring in regulations further down the line.
Mm. And is there an increased risk for people who are both smoking and vaping?
Yeah, that is one hypothesis, and I guess where that comes from is that because there are some different chemicals in e-cigarettes, if someone's smoking and vaping, they then have a broader range of chemicals that they're bringing into their lungs. So again, that's something that's not been proven, but there is a thought that someone who's a dual user could potentially have even worse health effects.
And what next steps need to be taken to make sure that these devices aren't causing harm?
So I think there really needs to be more advice out there that if you are not already a smoker, that you shouldn't start using e-cigarettes. So e-cigarettes are really brought in as a smoking cessation aid. I would say the advice is for smokers that it is good to switch to using e-cigarettes, but if you haven't already been a smoker, don't start using e-cigarettes. So that's a really big thing to get across to everyone, especially to younger people. But again, then we just need to maybe try and limit the number of chemicals added to them and limit the population and the people being exposed to buying these products.
And what is your hope will come out from this research?
When I first started out on this, what I was really hoping is that we could come up with some guidelines on what the safest ways are to use e-cigarettes. So one of my hopes is that we can come up with sort of some education and knowledge around what's the safest way to use e-cigarettes. So for example, it's known that higher temperatures or higher temperature settings in your e-cigarette potentially create more dangerous chemicals. Yeah, so what I want to look at is how we can make e-cigarettes safer. Trying to recruit healthy vaping volunteers. So we want to image people who are current vapers. So if people can contact me if they want to participate in the study. So we're looking for people who have no health effects in their lungs that they know of, but that they currently are vaping, and we want to measure their lung function and also use MRI to take pictures of their lungs before and after they've used their devices. I'm going to be giving a talk as part of the Raising the Bar seminars that are on the next Tuesday, the 20th of April. So I'm talking at Revelry Bar. So if anyone wants to find out a bit more about the work that we're doing, they can come along to listen to that. And if anyone wants to volunteer for our vaping MRI study, it would be great if they want to get in touch with me.